Welcome to the Lead Every Day Show. Our mission is to see a world well-led. And our strategy to get there? To empower leaders like you to lead every day. So let's get to work.
Welcome to the Lead Every Day Show. Yesterday we talked about goal clarity. Today we're going to be talking about role clarity. It's really important for us to understand who does what in an organization. I'm Randy Gravitt.
I'm Mark Miller.
We're glad you're here with us as we're discussing what are some of the secrets of high-performance teams. And a couple of weeks ago, we spent time talking about talent. This week, we've been talking about skills. We're winding down the week here, and today I do want to jump into this idea of role clarity. I think it is a huge gift to people when we make sure we know what we're supposed to be doing, what other people are supposed to be doing. But if we don't, and there's role confusion, it becomes really hard to expect us to get to a great place. Yeah. So, Mark, this will be a fun conversation.
Well, it will be. And it is staggering how often there is not role clarity. Just on basic responsibilities, particularly when you think about the leader and the leadership team. I mean, maybe that's a good paradigm for us to work. I mean, you need role clarity at all levels.
Yeah.
So let's say that. But let's compare and contrast maybe the leader and the leadership team.
That'd be a good way to think about it. I was talking to a leader just the other day who was saying basically that they were having capacity issues, and it didn't surprise me when they said what they're about to say. They're like, it's just, I got so many people around my table, it's just easier for me to go ahead and do stuff. And I tell leaders all the time, it is not your job to do their job. And when I say there, I'm talking about your leadership team. So I love that. I love having this, you know, what is my responsibility? What is my leadership team's responsibility? And let's unpack that. So let's start with the leader. I mean, I think it always does start with the leader. If you can get this right for you, you're gonna be in a good spot.
Let me offer one quick disclaimer. We're gonna give some examples.
Yeah.
But you can define your role any way you want to define it. And some of the stuff we're gonna put in the leader's bucket, you may want to push it in the team bucket and vice versa. As long as you're clear, you move the ball down the field.
Yeah, that's good. So speaking of being clear, I want to start with the leader's responsibility, I believe, to cast vision, to have a vision, to make sure everybody knows the vision. I remind leaders all the time, if the vision gets fuzzy to you, and it will be fuzzy to you, if you start leading and you're going fast, stuff gets a little bit fuzzy. And when it's fuzzy to you, it's blurry to the people who are following you. So you've got to make sure that I don't think you can delegate the vision. I mean, I appreciate what you said about other people, but
yeah, I guess what I'm saying is we're going to give them 8 or 10 things
exactly.
In both
I think
lists.
We both would say though that
leaders on
there.
That.
And they create a picture of the future, and they take people from here to there.
I would agree with that.
Some episodes on that a few weeks ago, and I think it's really important for us to start with that. So if you're listening and you're not really locked in on the vision, I can promise you your people aren't locked in on it.
Yeah, it's impossible to cascade what you don't have.
Let's think about the leader. What's another one, Mark?
Establish core values.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's great.
The norms of behavior. I think that's the leader's job.
Yeah, that's good. Here's a good one. I think they create boundaries for people. They explain like to people and make sure that people know you can do this, you don't do that. Years ago, I remember we were living out in Texas, and we had our kids, and a couple of our kids, or actually our oldest, it was born out there, and we had a fenced in little backyard, and I remember we had a slide and a swing set in the sandbox, and we put her out there. Hannah was her name, and or still is her name. We put her out there in the yard, and I never told her you have to play in the sandbox today, or you can't get on the slide today. I just said stay inside the fence. And I think as a leader in your organization, I think sometimes we try to micromanage people. You got to stay on the slide, be on the swing, whatever. And we don't give people the freedom to think and to solve problems and do some things. Just put them in the fence and let them go do what they do, because they'll do some great work if you'll give them that kind of power.
Yeah. So let me just add one thing to that. I agree completely. If you don't give them boundaries, they will do far less than they could have done.
Yeah, that's great.
The boundaries are not a negative. The boundaries provide safety and security. Yeah. There's actually psychological research on this. If you take the fence down around a playground, the kids will huddle up together.
I've heard that.
Because they don't know where the edges are.
Yeah.
So it's a real gift for our team when we give them boundaries.
So we got vision and values and boundaries. Give me something else.
Provide resources.
Oh, yeah.
Most teams cannot provide their own resources.
Yeah.
I even had a team years ago, and they said, okay, we need two things from you. It's like, great, I love a team that'll tell the leader, we need two things from you. They said, you got to get us resources. Like, we're dead in the water without resources, and you're supposed to keep crap off of us.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll try to do that.
Yeah.
But they could not provide
their – You're a crap keeper, Alfred. That's
yeah, well,
good.
I'll do what I can to serve
that's
the team.
Good.
But think about it. Most teams cannot find and secure their own resources. That's typically someone higher in the – hierarchy.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'll give one more from my seat is to provide encouragement. I just think the leader, you have a chance to put courage into your people. And it's amazing. I remind leaders all the time, your voice is the loudest voice. And you have a chance to really impact your people in a positive way with your words. And that, those words of affirmation can be so powerful. You got another one for a leader?
Well, yeah, we can make a long list, but let's watch the clock and let's move forward. Let's talk about the team.
Jump on the team side. What you got?
Well, I think one of the things the team's supposed to do is communicate the vision
because
you've got to cascade it.
Yeah.
You've got to get it down through the organization. And although the leader will say what he or she can say as opportunities present themselves, they are not shoulder to shoulder typically with the people doing the work on a daily basis. And so your leadership team, one of their key charges is to champion and cascade the vision.
Yeah, that's good. I said a minute ago, it's not your job to do their job. Their job really is to manage the day-to-day operations. I mean, I would want people in those roles that could really make sure that the business runs, the strategy is being accomplished. So that's another good one. You got another one?
Well, your leadership team is going to play a role in enforcing the core values. You may say that you want to be collaborative. Well, the men and women around that table are going to actually go and work to ensure that collaboration becomes part of the culture or whatever value that you espouse.
Yeah.
They're going to try to help make it a reality.
Yeah, I'll give you one more. I think they also, the leadership team needs to identify and solve problems.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes there's two problems. There's the problem, and then there's the people who are supposed to be seeing the problem aren't seeing the problem. We want a team of people around us who identify that stuff and remove those barriers to where we're trying to go. So identifying and solve problems, I think for the team's a good
one. Let me give you a couple more. We'll wind this down. I think the leadership team should manage and lift engagement.
That's good.
The leader really can't do that at scale. The leadership team should ensure that people are well-trained and focused on execution. I mean, there's just that leadership team is so important to multiply the impact of the leader.
Yeah.
And I think you can make your own list. There are many, many things that are the leader's primary responsibility or are the team's primary responsibility?
Yeah, I like that. I would just put a bow on it today and say if there's role confusion in your company, in your business, on your team, you're going to have a really hard time accomplishing those goals like we talked about yesterday. I want to just remind you again, your job as a leader is to ensure role clarity. If you'll do that, your team is going to succeed like never before. I mean, it really can be so powerful if you'll put that in place. So you may need to do a little work today just to go back and think, what is my role? And again, Mark and I gave you some examples and a list. You get a chance to really define, like, what are you going to do? What do you need to do? What are you responsible for? And what does the team need to do to make sure that the work is working? If you'll get that in place, I think your people will be much more liberated to do their best work. They won't be huddled here. They'll be making a huge difference, maybe even pushing up against the fence, which will be maybe cool. It could be crazy what could happen in your organization with role clarity. It is one of the secret of the best teams in the world. They know who is doing what. Hope you'll join us as we continue the conversation tomorrow. We'll wind down the week. I'm excited about where we're going tomorrow, this thing. We got a special day. I hadn't told you yet. I'll tell you about that tomorrow.
All right.
Come back and join us for that. Remember, the best leaders lead every day.